This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today at the Living Mishnah, we are going to present a Mishnah from Masechet Bechoros, which is a fascinating Mishnah. And my name is Maimon Elbaz. I try to use pictures and cartoons to illustrate Torah and mitzvos. My goal is to empower your mind, to help you visualize the concepts of the Mishnah, to give clarity and stimulate interest. Chaim Wax is my sponsor. Should be his chus for his parents, Kalman ben Chaim and Shein Basmam of Frimid in Gan Eden. I want to dedicate today's Mishnah to Victor Shalem. This is 786 in our Mishnah series. It's in Seder Kachim, Masechta Bechoros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The discussion is, when does the owner of a Bechor not have to give it to a Kohen? We know the Torah Kedosha says if you are ever zochet to have a farm and you have a donkey and the donkey gives birth to a firstborn Bechor, a zachar, a male, not a female, then you are to give the Kohen a sheep in order to redeem that firstborn donkey. If you don't give the sheep to the Kohen, the Torah says to kill that Bechor donkey. You don't deserve to have it if you didn't do some type of pidyon for it. So, because I always love to share Midrashim, this has to be my favorite book in the whole Torah, is the Medrash Rabbah, very dear to me. So the Medrash Rabbah, he discusses, why did Hashem Yisparach tell us that if you have a firstborn donkey, you should give somebody the kohen a sheep for the donkey? What's going on here? So listen to the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Jewish people are compared to a sheep, tzon kadashim, and the goyim are compared to a chamor, am hadom el chamor, a nation that's compared to a donkey. So Hashem says that when you have a firstborn donkey, that represents the goyim, that donkey. So Hashem says, give a sheep to the Kohen, and this is what happened when Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem took the Bnei Yisrael like a sheep, and he rejected the donkey, meaning the goyim. So this mitzvah is symbolic to the fact that Hashem chose us, the sheep, instead of the donkey. I saw someone wandering outside. You want to ask him if he needs to come to this room? Thanks. Okay, so that is the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Chamor. Please raise your hand if you ever witnessed this mitzvah in real life. It's a very rare mitzvah. My grandfather was a sheikhet. Your grandfather was a sheikhet for a Pidyon Petach Chamor sheep, I guess. That's pretty awesome. Okay, so that's what we're saying. So it's a mitzvah that's not exactly so common. People don't always have donkeys to do it with, but now we're going to learn the actual Mishnah. Please sit over here. Chamor shelo bikra. The Mishnah says, if you have a chamor shelo bikra, that never gave birth to a bechor yet. So this was a pregnant donkey, and it never gave birth yet. Petarecha means it's the first one to come out of the womb of its mother. Similar to Pidyon HaBen, do we have any boys here that are Bechoris, that are Bechorim? Anyone? You were firstborn? So there's a special Kedusha that a Bechor has, just under a Kayin. There's a Kayin, there's a Bechor. Saying, in other words, the Bechorim were supposed to be the Kehanim. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Chamor shelo bikra, if you have a donkey that never gave birth yet, v'yolda shinei zecharim, and now it gave birth to twins, it gave birth to two male donkeys. So says the Mishnah, in such a case, you only have to be paid to the firstborn one. So notein tala echad la kohen. Give one sheep to the kohen, and you fulfill the mitzvah of pidyon petach chamor. There are some tzaddikim, there's so much desire to do Hashem's mitzvahs that they literally call up farms and say, "Hi, do you have any donkeys that are about to give birth that never gave birth? Maybe I could buy the donkey from you. I want to fulfill a mitzvah of the Torah." Meanwhile, the guy doesn't know what's talking about. But you want to switch seats? Because I see that you might have to. What? No interaction, please, with your friend during class. So what did the Mishnah say? What did we just learn so far? What did we just learn?
That the mitzvah of...
Pidyon Petach Hamar is just to give one sheep for the firstborn donkey. So you don't have to be part of the second one. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Zachar u'nekeva. What if it gave birth to a Zachar u'nekeva? Now you're not sure which one came out first. Could be the Nekeva came out first. And it's only a mitzvah to be poda, the firstborn male. Maybe the female came out first. So says the Mishnah, Mafrish Tola Echa La'atzmo. You know what? Separate a sheep. This sheep is to be poda the Zachar. If it was, the Zachar was first. But I don't know if it was first, and you don't know why it was first. There was no video camera that they could go check which one came out first. So therefore, the Kohen does not have a right to take it from me, because maybe I could argue that the Nekeva came out first. So but it still needs opinion if the Zachar came first. Fine, I was potet, doesn't mean he could take it. So as far as I'm concerned, the sheep is mine. I'm going to have to take that away, because it's a zilzal for Torah if you're doing anything else. Yes, it's a disgrace. It means it's so boring, I have to keep myself busy doing something else. Shh. Not only is Shem look at how we learn, he looks how we act when we're learning. Continues the Mishnah Vayter, Shtei Chamorim Shelo Bikru. I had two donkeys that never gave birth yet. And V'yoldu Shnei Zecharim. I come by, I hear Mazel Tov. There's two new donkeys. So then Avada Nosin Shnei Tzalayim LaKohen. Obviously I have to give two sheep to the Kohen because my donkeys gave birth. But now, what if they didn't give birth to the two males, Zachar u'Nekeva? What if it gave birth to a male and a female? Oh, Shnei Zecharim u'Nekeva. Or you know what? There were three offspring. Two were Zecharim, one was in a keva. So no saint Talah Echad LaKohen. Only have to give one Talah, one sheep to the Kohen. Because since I could argue that maybe the Nekeva came out first for one of them, so then therefore I only have to be Poda the one Zachar. Shtei Nekevos, last case of the Mishnah. Shtei Nekevos, if there was two females with Zachar and one Zachar. Oh, Shnei Zacharim, Shtei Nekevos, so there was two Zacharim and two Nekevos. So, Ein Kan LaKohen Klum, then the Kohen doesn't have to take anything. You know why? Because I could say, maybe they both gave birth to Nekevos first. And therefore, I'm not chayev to give the sheep to the Kohen. So that was the discussion. And Torah shows uses pictures and cartoons to illustrate Torah. Shebizarchet to be mekayim this mitzvah, it's an easy mitzvah to give a sheep to the Kohen. The goal is to try to illustrate 1,000 Mishnayos this year, by the end of this year. Should be Shebizchus for my father and father-in-law in Olam Haba. Okay, so that was the Mishnah, and thank you for listening. Now we're going to decide who gets the prize for sitting nicest.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.